Erevin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vov. So we're continuing ideas that we learned about in the last few Mishnayos. We have a fellow, Nebuch, who's stuck on the way, and he's mukbal with his Dalaramas, according to the Shita L'Chacham, before, or any other oifin where a person has Dalaramas. Not only that, there's somebody right next to him who's also stuck to within Dalaramas. Like the Chacham in the Mishnah before, he had two people sleeping, so each guy, where he slept, where he was, that's where his mokim is and he's stuck to his dalaramas. So you have two people sleeping side by side. They're pretty close to each other. Each one camped out on his spot. They're not completely distant from each other, four amas. They're three amas away from each other, let's say. Or according to the Shita before, the one only has two amas, so they're mamash an ama away from each other. They're sleeping literally backpack to backpack. Miktas ha-moisav shel zeh b'tech ha-moisav shel zeh, their dalet amas are within each other. Mivin v'oichlem b'emtzeh. Now let's add one more detail that we also learned in the Mishnah before, is that the chafetzim that are in each one's backpack have his tchum. So Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are camped out over here. Each one is stuck, Nebuch, to his dalet amas. Reuven, the contents of Reuven's backpack are now mugbal. They could only travel within Reuven's dalet amas. Obviously, the contents of Shimon's backpack, the contents of Levi's backpack are the same. Reuven and Shimon are close enough to each other that they could share food across a makeshift table, otherwise known as sitting on the ground together. They could eat together. Ubavach, he could give him his leftovers, Each one gives the other one shrayim. Ubavach, lo yotzi zem etech shaloy letech shchaveroi. As long as Reuven and Shimon are careful, that Reuven doesn't go out of Shimon's Dalaramas, and Shimon obviously doesn't go out of Reuven's Dalaramas. Now, Reuven and Shimon, or Shimon and Levi, are close enough to each other. Hoyu shloisha, let's say there's a Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, vo'em tzoy muv la b'neye. And now you have Reuven and Shimon that are close enough to each other, Shimon and Levi that are close enough to each other. But Reuven and Levi are certainly distant more than Dalaramas away from each other. Who? Mutter imohen. Shimon, who's in the middle, is allowed. He's the golden in-between. He's allowed to eat with Reuven. He's allowed to eat with Levi. V'shnayim achitzoynim asurim zeh imzeh. The two of them, Reuven and Levi, are certainly not allowed to pass to each other. Now, what would be the mokum? Why not? Do the math. The discussion over here, the Gemara's Mavur and Abrai says there would be a mokum to be goyzer that since the Shimon in the middle is between two people that can't share with each other, we should ask for him like a gzeira otu, that then what's going to go from Reuven to Shimon is going to go to Levi. What goes from Levi to Shimon will go to Reuven. And we don't ask him. Omrev Shimon Lamad Dov Adoymel. I'll tell you, I have another case. Also, where something is mutter mi'ikir adin, because the two places are allowed to share with each other. But because there's a third mokoim in between, that should not be able to share a dover meshutiv with the other two. It should have a problem in sharing with either side. A similar concern, but not by Eruvei Tchumin, by Eruvei Chatzeros. Again, to chazer over the basic of Eruvei Chatzeros, we're not yet holding in the Inyonim, is that Batim, let's say there are five houses that open onto one chotzer. Each bias is a Rishus HaYachid, of course. The chotzer is also a Rishus HaYachid, surrounded by mechitzes. But Heyois, the chotzer has a certain nature of being public, insofar as those five families all carry and do their stuff out in the courtyard. So it has a certain surah of a Rishus HaRabim. And because of that, we treat it a little bit as such. One of the halachas of that Gzeret Rabbonon, which is Gzeret Shleima of Eruv Chatzeres, is that you can't take from one chotzer to another clay bias. That means when you have things from the bias that are in the chotzer, you can't carry them from one chotzer to another. It's as if you're carrying them out of the mokim hameshutiv of the batim, and you're carrying it into the next chotzer, which is more similar to Rishus HaRabim. Each chotzer is really like a Rishus HaRabim. But again, remember, it's all virtual because they're really all Rishus HaYochid. But the things that are in the chotzer, you're not allowed to carry it to the next chotzer, because klape each chotzer, each one it's like carrying sort of from the batim, the things that are went out into the chotzer, you're carrying to the next chotzer, you're carrying from your, what's shaykh to your Rishus HaYochid, into the next chotzer, which has a certain quality of being like Rishus HaRab. And Mirtz Hashem, we'll learn it with more clarity in the Prokim, HaBoleinu L'Toyva. But Al-Kabon, what's negated to this is that let's say you have three chatzeres side by side. The neighborhood was built that way. You have three chatzeres side by side. Each chatzer saw the need to be able to carry with the one next to it. So they make what's called Neruv Chatzeres. Pass. Again, we're going to learn more about this. In order to carry from one chatzer to another, they make a Neruv Chatzeres. We'll call chatzer on the left, we'll call that Chotzer A, Chotzer B in the middle, Chotzer C on the other side, on the right side. Chotzer A and B made an Erev, Chotzer B and C made an Erev. So again, A to B, B to A is fine. B to C, C to B is also fine. A to C is not fine. Mamish, the way we're talking, legabi the dollar amas of each person, just on a bigger scale. The reason why it has to say over here Psuchs L'Shus Rabim that they each have another entranceway to Rishus Rabim is another whole discussion, again, without getting into all the details. If the only way out to the Rishus Rabim would be, let's say, from A, it's like each Chotzer leads into another, the only entrance from Chotz to the Rishus Rabim, or the only exit to Rishus Rabim, for B and C is only through A, then you can't separate them and treat them distinctly. Since they have to walk out that way, there's a very real tzad, again, it's a machlokes, there's a very real tzad that A and B are considered one chotzer. But since each one has a separate entrance into Rishus HaRabim, they also have an ability to get into each other. They're psucha zu lezu, they're also psuchas l'shus HaRabim. If A with B made an Erev, and B with C made an Erev, again, there would be mokum to be goyzer, that you're going to carry from A to C, from C to A, they should aser. Says the Tanna Reb Shimon, no, ushnayim achatzorin is asur zu zu. Even though we aser A to C, C to A, but we don't aser A to B, B to C with a gzera, what the Gemara explains, Al Pi Abrais, is that Reb Shimon says this to the Chachomim who argued on this kula. The Gemara explains that the Chachomim of the Braisa that argued with Reb Shimon only argued by Chatzeres. There's a lot of people, it's a big tumult, it's very easy to get mixed up. Three people sitting on the floor eating a little bit, Nebuch being a stock Shabbos and eating a little bit cornflakes, they're able to be more careful. Therefore, the three people, you'll taka be mutter, A to B and B to C, but not by Chatzeres. There's more mokum to be goyzer. Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Baba Derech V'choshcholoi. Here we've discussed in Perek Gimel at great length and detail how to set up when a person wants to be home the beginning of Shabbos, but tomorrow morning he wants to go to a drosha, shir, whatever it is in the neighboring town. So how's he kevei shvisa? How's he kind of shvisa in a place of his choosing in order to extend his ability to walk? What he does is he goes sometime before Shabbos, he puts down his ma'ariv bepas. He puts down mozoin, and over there he says, this is my makom shvisa come Shabbos. Now, we just discussed in our perek, not somebody who's at home and he goes deliberately and he puts it down, but we're talking about somebody who's baderek. And here he has to be kind of shvisa where he is, he's sleeping, he's up, the cases that we had before. That's called he's a ma'ariv biraglov. He is kind of shvisa where he is, b'knisas haShabbos. Now we have a third case. He's taka boba derech, v'choshcha loy, the sun is about to set, v'yamaki ilonei geder. He knows the way. Nebuch, he fell behind pace, he's still out of town. He wants to get to a certain place, he's not going to get there before Shabbos. He knows a certain landmark on the road. There's a barn there, there's a tree, there's a ditch there. That could be considered a mokum for itself. He sees off in the distance, 1,000 feet off, that's a mokum. Maybe he even is hoping that's within 2,000 amas to the town, and then he'll be able to go into town. That could be helpful. But Yomaki Ilon, together, he recognizes he has a landmark a little bit further down the road. He's not there, but he recognizes it. V'omar, he points over there, Shvisosi, he says, Tachtov should be over there. Lo yom aklum. He says, my shvisa should be over there. It's not kind of shvisa. Reading the Mishnah, what it sounds like is you can't be kind of shvisa by pointing at an awful, a distant location and saying, over there, that's my makom. Either you're there, or you put something down that's kevei your makom. We'll see that's not the case. Let's finish reading the Mishnah. We'll see that's not the case. Shvisosi be'ikra, let's say he points off to the distance, and he says, on the bottom of that tree, where the tree trunk is, Mahalach mimokom rangel ad ikroi alpayim amo. He's allowed to go 2,000 amos until the place that he's pointing. He can be kind of shvisa there, at least if it's within 2,000 amos. Umeikri vad beis alpayim amo. Maybe from there 2,000 amos is home, and he'll be able to walk home. Sounds like he can be kind of shvisa when he's pointing off into a distance. So the Gemara explains that the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer is that when a person says Shvisosi Tachtov, he's talking about a very wide tree, and there's 10 amas of spread underneath the branches, where you mean Kaveh Shvisa? There's 10 amas there. So since you didn't define the place, it's nothing. So the only place that you are is where your 2 feet are right this second. That's where you're kind of Shvisa. You can't point off into a distance at a vague. That's why you need the landmark. The Nekuda of the Sefer, Shvisasi B'Ikri, is that you defined the place where the trunk of the tree is. Over there, that Mokum is, even if it's 6 amas, you have a defined 4 amas in that 6 amas. Once it's 8 amas, there's 2 mekoymois that it could be. You didn't say anything. So, Mel, it's meaningless, your statement of over there should be my place. It has to be a place that's less than 8 amas. This way, it's a Mokum. It's the Mokum where you're going to be. You defined it, you said it, you were command, that's your place. And then you can go, tackle 4,000 amas. Nimtza, mahalich mishecha shecha, arbaas alofim amu. He's allowed to go 4,000 amas, which is a chiddush. The Mishnah has to present it as such. So the Mishnah speaks it out. You could go arbaas alofim amu. Now it's important to note that we'll see later on that this din of being kaveh shvisa bamiru, you're not there with your 2 feet, you didn't put pas there. It's a very shvach oifin of pointing to a place and saying, that's my place. Well, what defines that as your place? They will only make it with a hoylich derech, b'chiyai gavna. They will make it, remember the whole din of shvisa is midrabonon, so Chazal decided in that case, b'pnei atchak to be make it. Otherwise it's not going to work. What happens if a person taka is not a hoylich baderech, he's just too lazy to put the food down there, so he goes out and he points to a landmark and he says over there. So it doesn't work. We don't give him that place as his Mokum Shvisa. Go there, put the pass down, be my Arav Bapas. Does that mean that since he said, that's my place, so now he's oiker himself from his house, and now he's stuck where he is with only Dalamas? No. He doesn't lose the Shvisa's base. The kvius of where you are, your Mokum bias, is too strong to lose just because you made a statement that's not going to hold up of, over there is my Shvisa. However, that's only where a person has a shvisa's beisoy. However, the Gemara explains that when a person is bo baderech v'choshkolo, he's standing someplace, not he's shaykh to an ear. He's taka hilch baderech. And he points at a landmark and he says, mokum shvisasi hei shama. And it doesn't work with more than 8 amas like we explained before. There, the rabbi comes from the Gemara. Over there, he's oiker himself. It doesn't work for him to be kind of shvisa b'amiru because he didn't define a place. He also was oiker himself from where he's standing b'raglov and le'ol adal amas. He's stateless. He's homeless. Why over here is he yeh oiker? That's very simple. When he's above a derech, it's an arbitrary place that he's standing. So as soon as he points down the road where he is now, what he's saying is, I'm not really here. So he's nishtahin, nishtaher, literally. Masha'in came. Where he's a mokum, where he's shaykh to a real mokum, to his ear, his bias, he's not oiker himself from there. If he can help make his life a little more helpful and be kaveh shvisa there, no. But if not, he's definitely mimokum hazeh. So he's not oiker himself mimokum hazeh. That's the distinction between these two cases.